Test Zion Teves, Monday the 28th of December. Say the Limud B'inyan Gedachi of Brocha. The Shia Pesach is given by Rav Meshulam Zahn.
We're going to be learning and stand Perikei Tzimavarach in the first Amud, the first plat. So, the Mishnah starts and discusses the different brachas that one makes when eating fruit of the ground or fruit from a tree, various Beri Priya Eit or Beri Priya Adoma. And the general din of the Mishnah is that before eating something, one has to make a bracha. And the Gemara discusses the whole first Amud. How do we know, where's the Makur in the Torah, or is it the Rabbanon? How do we know this din, that before eating, one has to make a bracha, and after eating, also one has to make a bracha? The Gemara at the beginning tries various psukim, and had different kashas. The end of the Gemara's conclusion is that the makor that one needs to make a bracha is from a svara that one cannot have hanor from this world without blessing the Rebbein Shalom who created the world beforehand and afterwards. And therefore, without any psukim, there's a makur misvara, because it's something that makes sense, that if we're having hanor from the world that the Rebbein Shem created, then we should bless him for this beforehand and afterwards, thanking him and giving shevach vahidor to the Rebbein Shem before and after we eat and have hanor from the world which the Rebbein Shem gave us. This is the makor not just for bracha on when one eats when one's eating, but all birchas hanenin it's called, all hanors which one has from this world, which is a hanor which goes into our body, hanor hanichnas legufay, the rishonim call it a hanor that you got from this world that you got something from this world that went into you, like eating, perhaps smelling also. Berchus Areach, these are called Berchus Hananin, and we know this misvara, from this svara that one should make a bracha when having hanor from this world, because if the Rebbein Shem created the world, then it's a svara that you should have you should bless him when you have this hanor from the world that he created. The lashon of the Gemara, when the Gemara says it, is minale elo svarahu. It must be. It's a svara. Also, la adam shi'anim in olam hazeh b'loy bracha. It is forbidden to have hanor from this world without benching the Rebbein Shem. Now, I wanted to discuss the gedder of this mitzvah issa, this chiyuv to make a bracha when eating. We could clear a shaila. What is it? We find things in the Torah. Some things the Torah says there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do something, to do so and so. There's a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah. There's a mitzvah to say shema. There's a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah. And some things the Torah says it's not a mitzvah, but rather it's a issa. It is forbidden, and you may not. Eat chaza, you may not serve avodah zarah. There's things which are an issa. Now, normally one would have assumed that the chiyuv to make a bracha is not an issa in any way, but rather it's a mitzvah and a chiyuv that when eating one is mechuyuv and required to make a bracha. However, note that the lashon of the Gemara is also loyla adam shi'enem and oylam azeh b'loy bracha. The Lashon of the Gemara would sound like that it's not a chiyuv, but rather that it's forbidden to eat without making a bracha. And when one eats without a bracha, it's not that you have not been mekayim a mitzvah, but rather that one is transgressing by doing a positive issa, not by not being mekayim a mitzvah, but rather one is transgressing by positively eating without a brocha, and eating without a brocha is something which is forbidden, and it's an issa. So I wanted to discuss these two tzadim and see this raya's both ways, and see if we could find Emek HaShava, how it fits, whether it's the Geda is that it's an Issa that we're forbidden to eat without a bracha, or whether it's a mitzvah which when one eats one is mitzvah to make a bracha. When we're talking about brachas, we're talking about here about the brachas which come from this klal of Osalenus when it was Zebulo bracha, which is Berchas HaNa'amim. There's a Mishnah Berurah, Bialocha, where the Bialocha brings down a case. What happens if somebody was in the Beis HaMarechot and he had to eat and he couldn't make a bracha because in the Beis HaMarechot one cannot make a bracha because the Makom Matunuf is also to make a bracha. So would he be permitted to eat without a bracha, assuming that he is a Oinus and he had no choice, and he couldn't go out to the Beis HaMarechot and eat there? He's stuck in the Beis HaMarechot, assuming that's the case, that he had no choice, and there was no way that he could make a bracha. Would that permit him now to eat without a bracha? Now, the Bialocha says that one would definitely not be permitted to eat without a bracha, even though you're Oinus, and normally the klal is that a Oinus Rachmana Patre, when it comes to mitzvahs, and you're an Oinus and you have no choice, then you're potter from the mitzvah. However, says the Bialocha that in this case, it's an issa to eat without a bracha. And even though an Oinus is potter from a mitzvah, an Oinus is not permitted to go and be over Yisurim. There's no heter to be over an issa when you're an Oinus. You're potter from mitzvah. Says the Bialocha that since it's also to eat without a bracha, so even though you're an Oinus, And you can't make a bracha, that would not permit you to go now and be over on the Issa and eat without a bracha, which is being over on the Issa. Which l'chura sounds like that the Bialocha is taking on, that the chiyuv to make a bracha on a Berchus HaNa'amim is not a mitzvah, but that it's an Issa. And that's why on Isurim there's no ptur of Oinus. And even if you're Oinus, you still have no heter to be over on the Issa. Another place where we find l'chura araya that the geda of the chiyuv Berchas HaNa'amim is the Issa is in the sugya on Daf Yud Beis. That's where it comes in. But it's there's a case there where the Gemara has a sofik on somebody who made a brocha, whether he was yotze with that brocha or not. So it's a sofik whether he's made a good bracha or whether he has to make another bracha. He made a bracha which he didn't have the right kavana at the beginning. Then the Gemara says that it's a sofik. The Gemara leaves it as a shaila, a sofik whether he was yotze with that bracha or whether he has to make a new bracha. And some rishonim learn that if you've got a sofik whether you now mechuyev to make another bracha before you eat or not. So normally we know that with sofik brachas, the klal is, the sofik brachas lahakel. If you have a sofik, whether or not you chayev a bracha, go lahakel, don't make a bracha. However, here, Kvega brings from a marashah, that when it comes to Berchas HaNa'amim, then we don't say the klal of sofik brachas lahakel. And if a person is sofik, whether he's mechuyev to make a bracha before he eats or not, because he's made a bracha which Sofok worked, Sofok didn't, he is not permitted to eat anymore, to eat. And we don't say Sofok brachas lahakel, because he says when it comes to other brachas where the bracha is a chiyuv, so we say Sofok brachas lahakel. However, Berchas HaNa'amim says from Kvega, since it's a issa, and it's forbidden to eat without a bracha, on Isurim we don't say Sofok brachas lahakel. Sofok brachas lahakel is only on the chiyuv bracha, misofok one is not mechuyev. However, misafik, we don't say machmas over brachas lahakel. We don't say misafik should be permitted to be over an issa to eat without a bracha. So that's the chura. We've got two rayas that the chiyuv of Birchas Hananin is an issa. It's not a chiyuv to make a bracha, but rather that it's an issa that one may not eat without a bracha, and that's why when you're an oinos, you still will not be permitted to eat without a bracha, because it's a issa. And also, when it'll come to a sofuk, we won't say sofuk brachas lahakel, because in the end, the sofuk brachas lahakel is not matter you to go misofuk and be over an issa. It just takes away the chiyuv bracha, where the gedder of the bracha is a chiyuv. However, on the other side, we find lechura two rayas, maybe more, but we'll discuss two rayas that faket, the opposite is true. That the chiyuv bracha is a mitzvah and it's not a issa. We find there's a din that a oinon is potter min mitzvahs. It's a din that comes from the din of oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah. Oinon is being oisik in the mitzvah of kvura, and therefore he's potter from mitzvahs, he's potter from krishma, he's potter from tefillah, the Mishnah says. The Gemara says also that a oinon is einu mevorech. And Rashi says, Eina Mevorech means, Eina Tzorech Levorech Birchas HaMoitzi. He does not need to make a bracha kedei to eat, meaning that he's permitted to eat without a bracha. Now, Lechura, since this din of Oisik B'mitzvah, who's potter from mitzvahs, is Lechura, we never find that an Oisik B'mitzvah is allowed to go and be over Yisurim, that he's allowed to go and eat chazah chas v'sholom. An Oisik B'mitzvah is a din that when there's chiyuvim on a person, an Oisik B'mitzvah is potter from those chiyuvim. So if Rashi says that the din Oisik B'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah makes that we are therefore someone who's Oisik B'mitzvah, for example, an oinon, is therefore mutter to eat without a bracha, that lechura tells us that eating without a bracha is not an issa, because if it was an issa, it wouldn't be mutter for an oinon to eat without a bracha. So lechura, this is a kasha from the other two rayas that we bought, that the gather of Birchas Hananin is an issa. We also find the klal that the Gemara says in Yevamos, in other places, in Shabbos, that besides for the chiyuv that every father has to be mechanach his children, there's also a din on every person. There's an issa. It's called the issa sphere. One may not feed or give a cotton and actively give him a piece of novella. Make him be over an issa. One may not be mechuyev. One may be able to ignore him if he's over an issa on his own. Besides, for the father, when he's a gear lechinuch or Beis Din maybe, but to other people would be able to ignore a cotton who's doing an issa on his own. It's not a problem. However, they are not. There's an issa on a bachiyuva, on a gadol, to go to a cotton or to anyone, in fact, and feed him a dava asa. Actively make it be the one who's making him be over an issa. And there are Rishonim, the Rambam included, who hold that this issa of sphere of feeding a person issa is not just by Yisurim Deraisa, but also by Yisurim Derabanan also. One is not allowed to go to a cotton and feed him Yisurim Derabanan. So, Lechura, the question is that if we bought a raya from Kvega and from the Bialocha, that the gather of Chiyuv Birchas Hananin is in fact that if one eats without a brocha, it's asa, so it may be an issa derabanan, but if even Isurim derabanan have a issa sphere, how could we go ever and feed our children, give a kid something to eat, more than what he needs? We don't just feed them exactly what they need for pikuach nefesh. When one is allowed to feed a kid anything, as long as it's kosher, why is there not an issa sphere? Like one can't feed a child chazal, one shouldn't be allowed to feed a child a machel when he's not going to eat, because you're feeding him. When he's not making a bracha, you're giving him macholas asuras. If it's also to eat without a bracha, that should be like feeding the cotton macholas asuras. What? That's not my. So he. But we said oinus, so he's oinus, so it doesn't allow to go and eat without a bracha. What can't be Matthias is oinus for Matthias, not just oinus because he's in a base America. It's oinus because Matthias is oinus. But why does that make any difference? So he can't. So he's oinus. That's the cool. That's the same thing as oinus. So I wanted to discuss maybe one or two ideas how to solve this. Is it also to eat without a bracha, or is the pshat that when one eats, one is mechuyav and mitzvah to make a bracha? Normally when you have a mitzvah to do something, you have a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah on your house, to put on tefillin. If you don't keep the mitzvah, and you don't put up a mezuzah, then you transgressed. You were over on the avera b'shev al tase. By your inaction, you're not doing is the way how you were over. You weren't over by actively. The putting up the house without a mezuzah was not an action. It's not the putting up the house that was asa. What was asa was you should have put up a mezuzah and you didn't put up a mezuzah. So your inaction. Your shev al tase, your inaction transgressed and was over on not being mekayim the mitzvah. However, by Issa, where the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat chazer. If you go and you eat chazer, you eat not kosher, then your actions transgressed. You were over b'kumva asei, that's called. You were over on the avera, not with your inaction, but rather your action. Was a bittle was being over on the avera. However, that's normally a chilek in between a mitzvah and an issa. However, it could suggest maybe that sometimes even though generally that is the rule, there could be a mitzvah where the mitzvah is to go and do something. However, when you're over on it with your actions and not with your inaction. And I'll explain. We'll take an example of mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, it's a shaila, it's not for sure that my example is a good example, but let's take tzitzis. When the Torah said that you have to put on tzitzis, Torah didn't say, there's no chiyuv to put on tzitzis. If you don't put on a beged with four corners, You don't have to put on tzitzis. However, the Torah says that when you put on a beged with four corners, then you should put on it tzitzis. So this is in a way different from a normal mitzvah, because a normal mitzvah is just saying do so and so. Here, the Torah is telling you when you do a levisha, this is the way how you should do it. So the chiyuv of the Torah. When the Torah says go and put up a mezuzah, so the Torah is saying what shouldn't you do? You should not put up a mezuzah. So therefore, the way how you're over on that mitzvah is when you don't put up a mezuzah, you're in action. When the Torah says when you wear a beged of four corners, then you should put on it tzitzis. So the Torah is saying in that don't wear a beged of four corners without tzitzis. So. One could say, we could look at it, that therefore when you'll be putting on a beged of four corners without tzitzis, even though the chiyuv of tzitzis is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah what to do, however, in the mitzvah to do it says how to put on a beged of four corners, so it's saying don't put on a beged of four corners without the tzitzis. And when you'll put on a beged of four corners, if somebody will put on a beged of four corners and not put on tzitzis, in fact, he wasn't over... because by his inaction of not putting on tzitzis. But he was over by his action of putting on a beged without tzitzis. Because it's different from a normal chiyuv. A normal chiyuv, the chiyuv is, the mitzvah is to go and do something. So the Torah is saying do it, don't not do it. So you're over when you just don't do it, you're inaction. However, if the Torah says do it, but do it in this way, so in fact when you do it in a different way, then The Torah is saying, don't do it in a different way. That's in the assay, it's saying, do it this way, don't do it in a different way. So therefore, when you put on a beged of four corners without tzitzis, not in the way the Torah said, it's not you're not putting on tzitzis just that was mevatel the mitzvah, but in fact, it could be that we could look at it that you're putting on the beged with no tzitzis was in your actions, not just in your inaction. Your action of wearing it without tzitzis was a bitl mitzvah say. And therefore, if we'd explain the chiyuv of bracha like this, so the Torah said, when you eat, the way you should eat is with a bracha. So when lemaisa, it's a mitzvah, and a oisik b'mitzvah will be potter from a mitzvah, oinon will be potter from bracha, and oinon will be potter from it, and also a cotton. There'll be no issa sphere, there'll be no issa to feed him, because there's no, since you say that over, it's a mitzvah, it's really a mitzvah, it's the Torah telling you what to do, so there's no issa, the issa to feed a cotton is all on an issa, you mustn't feed him a dova osa, something which is not a dova osa, but rather the Torah gave you a chiyuv of how to do it, you could feed the cotton, and without him doing that here, there's no issa sphere, only on negative yisurim. Yisurim, and this, but yisurim really is not a negative issa. It's a mitzvah when you eat, how to eat with a bracha. However, when it comes to a shaila of an oinus, where the bialocha is talking, where you had no choice and you couldn't make a bracha, says the bialocha, but since the bittel of the mitzvah you're doing with your actions of eating without a bracha, that's how you're not with bekum va'asei, with your actions you're being mevatel the mitzvah say, you're being mevatel the chiyuv. Therefore, even though you're onus and you cannot make a bracha, but that will not permit you to go and transgress with your actions and go and eat without a bracha. That could be one suggestion how juggle the two things. And one way we see that it's a geder ve'issa, and in a way we see that it's a mitzvah. No, really it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah where the mitzvah can be transgressed in the same way how one is over on a issa. Because since the mitzvah here was how to go and do a certain action, so when you do that action in a different way, you've transgressed it, that, and you've been over, like one is over an aveira, even though it's a mitzvah. Just quickly want to suggest one other suggestion. We find in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara says that the Gemara lists examples of a mitzvah say she has man groma and a mitzvah say she ain't has man groma. And the Gemara says examples of a mitzvah say she ain't has man groma would be hashavas aveida or Ma'ke. And the Rishonim, Tosfos, and a lot of the Rishonim want to ask, how could the Gemara say that this is an example of mitzvah say she'ein azman groma? Surely it doesn't make a difference in these mitzvahs whether they were azman groma or not, because ladies will anyway be mechuyev, because there's an assay as well. There's an assay of leisosim damim, a lois assay as well. There's a lois assay of leisosim damim b'veisecho, there's a lois assay of leisucha leisalim. So why is it relevant, the fact that Ma'ke and Hashavas Aveda, oh, mitzvah say she ain't as man groma. Anyway, ladies are mechuyev because of the mitzvah leisaseh. And one of the terutzim which the Rishonim bring from the Ramban, says that you can find two types of mitzvahs where there's also an asay and also a leisaseh. Sometimes it could be a mitzvah where, like Yom Tov, there's also an asay to do it. There's an asay to keep Yom Tov. There's a leisaseh not to be over on Yom Tov. However, the Ramban says when it comes to Ma'ake and Hashavas Aveda, the Asay and the Lois Asay are not two independent things. But rather, there's an Asay, and there's a Lois Asay, not that the Lois Asay is... normally one would learn, the Lois Asay is, don't... Leisosim damim beisecho, don't leave a hazard in your house. Don't leave the Aveda behind and ignore it. However, says the Ramban, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that here the lois assay is, don't go and be over the assay. The way how you, because there's an assay, therefore the Torah said on that assay, what's the lois? Don't do the same thing which I told you before. The up, don't do the thing which before I said that you have an assay on it. But rather the Torah is saying, don't go and be over on the assay. That's what the Lois says. It's all, because there's an assay, therefore the Torah says on that assay that you shouldn't go and be over on that assay. If we would understand the Chi of Bracha, it's a different suggestion. That if the Chi of Bracha starts with the Chi of, right, yes. And therefore you can't come along and say there's any way a loisei, because if it would be a mitzvah seisha, yeah, I should finish off. If it would have been a mitzvah seisha as man groma, then the ladies would have been potter from the lav also, yes.
So they don't have to both ask
the Yeah, that's why the Gemara says no, it's a mitzvah seisha she'en as man groma, and therefore they have the loisei. If that would be the pshat in the Chi of Bracha, that could be another suggestion that would also fit l'chura both sides, because mitzvah Be'etzem, it starts with an assay. And therefore, somebody who's potter from the assay, for example, a cotton where you have no issa on feeding him something which is an assay, he's not mechuyav, the assays don't go into it, or somebody, or someone who's an oinon who's issa mitzvah, potter mitzvah, has no assay, so he won't be over on the issa either. However, somebody who has an assay, for him now to go and eat without a bracha would be being over on a loisa assay. And therefore, we would say that Misofik, like Reb Kivega says, he wouldn't be allowed to, and in an onus, he also wouldn't be allowed to eat without a bracha, because somebody who has an assay, for him, it is a lois assay. Okay. Sure.